the suburbs. My mother's lover takes us to the basement. Each skull is arranged on the table, some with teeth missing, others brown or amber with age. One has a black quartz arrowhead embedded in it. I can see the small white lines where the bone had started to grow again. Another is a child's. While a larger one has a square cut above the temple, the cuts are clean, as if to let the light in. It's late fall. The sycamores have lost their leaves and look bone-like in the moonlight. The bare branches hold stars. On our way home, moonlight reflects in the dark windows, casting a gray pall across the grass. In one house, the blue eye of a television flickers. By spring, he has moved, left his family for an apartment downtown. Gossip seeps through the neighborhood like oil. My friends stay away. That summer, my father moved to a condo downtown, too. My brother and I would visit him every other weekend. We'd eat Mr. B potato chips, drink strawberry soda, watch his new color TV. In the morning, he would fix us eggs over easy and bacon, then drive us home to Mother's house. She would meet us at the back door and usually ask if we'd brushed our teeth. One morning, Father walked us to the back door, and after we had gone upstairs to brush our teeth, we could hear them talking, though we couldn't make the words out. Then she screamed, "No, no," and a moan like sound I'd never heard before. I stopped on the stairs. That morning, her lover shot himself in the bathtub with his Beretta. The bullet had made a hole in his temple to let the light in.